Hi, good afternoon. This is Annalisa, podcasting from the Greater Manila area. This is the VMC Media Podcast. My episode number 8 is all about living alone in a city that is not your original home. Are you thinking of moving out of your birth city? Probably transitioning to a new phase in your life. Probably you have a lot of options to move out and have a change of ambiance just because you want to experience life. If you are not so much familiar with the city you're moving into and you are going to a country that is not familiar to you, I advise proceed with caution. Moving out and pulling yourself out of your birth city, your birthplace, can be an adventurous thing to do, especially if you are young. But as an individual alone trying to do so, you may be exposing yourself to a lot of situations that can, number one, terrify you, number two, burst your happiness bubble, number three, put you out of your comfort zone, number four, make you regret a decision that you, yourself, will never ever want to do. If you are young, it's okay to be adventurous and try living in another city. But if you are in your middle age, I say, proceed with caution. Locally, moving in and out of another city is a common occurrence. People do so in order to explore their opportunities. Number one is to find job. Number two is to have a different life experience. And number three, probably the reason is the option of settling down. But there are certain advice that you have to heed when you move out of your familiar ground. These are my practical tips on how to go about transitioning and moving into another city. Number one, study first the locality. Whether you're moving into the city where there is a lot of available opportunities for work, or it's a bustling city, or a remote location, you have to study the place before you move there. It is not a smart move to move in to a city that you are not familiar with. Regardless of what reason you are doing this move for, research on the lifestyle of the people. Know the prevailing economic status of the residents. And know the prevailing attitudes of the people towards migrants. Some cities treat migrants differently. Locally, it is only the open cities or the cities that are centers of commerce and business that display the best attitude towards migrant workers, migrant citizens, and expats. So you have to check the locality if it is compatible to your expectations and to your preferred life choices. Number two, and I underscore again, know the attitudes of the people towards migrants. Some old-time residents can show bias against newcomers. Locals can display discrimination towards people who do not share the same life experiences with them. Or people who are simply trying out their place to experience new opportunities. Proceed with caution if you are moving into a city that is not open or warm in welcoming tourists. That is the best impression where you can get an idea as to whether you will be living comfortably in the new city you are targeting. Number three, make sure you know your career pathing or career options. Are you gonna work there in the city you're eyeing on to move into? Or do you have a current job that you want to continue? Your job will speak a lot as to how the locals can treat you. Based on my experience, some people treat different individuals who belong to a certain industry or profession. Know the favoritism that is keenly observed among the locals. Research on news articles and content posts that feature the lifestyle habits and attitudes of the people. Number three, make sure you have enough savings to move into a new city or locality. Do not be impulsive. Like a young heart raring to explore the world without the financial backing to fund your endeavors, whether it's a personal or ambition that you are trying to settle by moving into a new place, you have to make sure that your savings are well stable. Also, you have to make sure that you have acquaintances, friends, or a network of support in the new city. Do not go to the new locality without finding out if you will live there alone or you have current acquaintances or relatives that have made that city their own. This is to avoid being bullied, discriminated, or targeted for biased opinion. And oral. Disfavor. It helps a lot that you have friends and relatives in the city. The point of this podcast is to advise individuals to stay as safe as possible in trying new cities and making it their own. Because one can never really expect what will happen when a person changes residence or place of work. Impulsivity and adventurism can lead one to make wrong life decisions. Be mindful of how you plan your transition phase from the old city to the new city. And do a lot of preparation where it concerns your options for home, for work, and for building your personal network of connections. Thank you so much for listening to the VMC Media Podcast. This is my episode 8, and I hope you enjoyed my podcast. Good day.